That's 800-HHP-7313. But you can also get a lot of information, and you can also buy tickets online at www.hhplayhouse.com.
Nice. And typically seatings are once per day, and right?
Except on Saturdays.
Saturdays, matinee.
Many
and
times
evening.
We'll have two shows on Saturdays.
And it's the dinner and the whole works, right?
Yep.
Or
yeah,
lunch and the whole.
And by the way, you know, we've been talking about the show, but the whole building is really set up for the holidays. It's
oh,
a real
beautiful.
Celebration. Yeah. It's everything's decorated. The bakery made a gingerbread village, and it's really a great atmosphere. We have an 18-foot tree in the lobby. And so
you don't even get to see half that tree. It's
yeah,
up in
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it goes right up through the ceiling.
It's amazing. Yeah, and the train's running. Love
yeah.
it. It's just a fantastic environment over there. It's they don't. I mean, you know, tell me. I know New York is the place to be, but you don't see that set up.
Oh no, definitely not
in the Majestic Theater. You just
yeah.
don't.
Right. And you have the dessert buffet has holiday items.
Yeah, they don't have a dessert buffet at the Majestic Theater.
No, you do not.
That's the most important thing.
Yeah.
The dessert buffet.
Yeah.
Well, good thing you're dancing, man.
Good thing, definitely.
If you're eyeing the dessert buffet, you better be dancing. All right, so I ask all the performers this. You can give me whatever tactic you want. So what if you had one song to sing, this is it, your last song, what would it be?
Ever.
It's like a Disney movie where they steal your vocal cords, Rachel.
Oh my goodness! I could just go, Lord.
It's a little bit
for me, I feel like I need like one song per genre. Of music. I'm like, you're like,
medley.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, you're like really shocking my brain. Oh goodness gracious!
You know, I'm a huge Sarah Bareilles fan, and I think. I would probably her song Uncharted.
Uh-huh.
I just love it.
Nice.
I think it's a great anthem.
Yep.
I'm going to have to go. It's definitely going to probably be, if I have to just choose one.
Just one.
It's going to be Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
All right. Neat.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
In a particular style? I mean, it's been done in every.
The Justin Allen Tate style.
All right. Justin Allen Tate.
Wow.
Which is similar to
it's similar. It
jazz,
has
ballad.
A little bit of Patty, a little bit of Judy, a little bit of.
Right. Very good.
Well, I want to hear that. That's
a little bit
good.
Of everybody.
Can't wait to hear it myself. Well, it's been great having you on. I can't wait to hear. I mean, you're just starting your careers now, but it's awesome to hear the motivation, the inspiration, and we're so lucky to have you in our midst. And thank you very much for coming on today.
Thank you for having us
and participating. And it was pretty painless, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
There you go. Well, you're more than welcome to come on back at any time. Ken, best of luck to you and the show over there in Helen Hills Playhouse. I know you're going to knock them dead.
Thanks.
And look forward to hearing all about it. And come on back when the next one's rolling out around January, February, right?
Will do, yep.
Excellent. All right. That is Justin, Rachel, and Ken from Helen Hills Playhouse. Go and check it out. It's been my pleasure to be with you as I am every weekday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. My thanks to these folks here, plus Al Warren, Michelle Heidi for their contributions to the show. Vincent Ardolino says, never say I should have. Go and get into the holiday spirit by going over to 100 Hills Playhouse, getting a great meal, having a great environment, and enjoying a fabulous Christmas holiday review. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Stay tuned for Chamber in Action with the Prez right after the news and the weather. We'll be right back.
Finale, by the way, it is not just a one. winery that that caters to the Joe on the street.
Right.
They've won some medals.
Yes.
In fact, she told me they'd won 42 medals in competitions. So they're doing a job there. They're doing a successful business.
Yep.
And yet it is can't be considered a winery.
Nope.
Which, well.
Very good. So great. So they get the that
one of,
business.
One of the things that she emphasized was make sure your business, if you're thinking about starting a business, make sure it responds to a real market demand.
Yep.
And have a business plan and follow it and update it and all those good things.
There you go. That's exactly what we were talking about a little while ago, making sure you're in the perspective of your prospective customer. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Excellent.
Keep the market in mind, the clients you're trying to. Exactly.
Excellent.
Keep the market in mind, the clients you're trying to and customers you're trying to attract. It is that they're the ones who are going to make you successful.
Yep. Awesome, Al. Appreciate it as always. We'll talk to you again soon. Have a great one.
Good. You too. Take
all right.
care.
Bye-bye. It's Al War, Business with Al, giving you insight into the Women's Business Forum over here on the Hearn Chamber of Commerce. We'll be back. My guests are in. They'll be right down the road in just a minute.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
It is my belief that that is directly because he did not agree to lift the cloud of the Russia investigation. That's obstruction of justice.
Senator Dianne Feinstein on NBC's Meet the Press regarding the Senate Judiciary's assemblage of an obstruction of justice case against the Trump administration. Senator went on to say her concerns about the president continue to rise each day.
One day it's one story, the next day it's another story, the third day it's another story. It's very concerning to get at the truth. I believe it's time for us to finish our investigation.
Meanwhile, Senator Mark Warner of Virginia tells CNN State of the Union there could be more charges against former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn.
You're going to see much more coming from the special prosecutor. Clearly, General Flynn and his son was in a great deal of legal jeopardy.
Thanks for listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, everyone. Proactive has an incredible offer for our listeners only. Stay tuned for a 100% risk-free offer that includes a free deep cleansing brush and free shipping. Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With Prescription Strength Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. There's no better time to try Proactive. Today, we're letting all listeners try Proactive 100% risk-free. Plus, they're giving away a free deep cleansing brush and free shipping when you call right now. 800-772-7610. You heard right. A risk-free trial of Proactive, a free deep cleansing brush, and free shipping. Take it from me. Proactive really works. So here's the deal again for our listeners. For $19.95, you'll get Prescription Strength Proactive, plus a deep cleansing brush valued at $55, totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 800-
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on Hunterdon Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The time is 9:05. It's time for Hunt and Chamber Radio weather right now in Flemington. It is 39 degrees and clear skies. There's no rain in the forecast today. Today is Monday and it's November 20th, 2017. Some clouds this morning will give way to generally sunny skies for the afternoon. A high of 46, winds west of 10 to 20 miles an hour. Clear to partly cloudy with a low of 42 tonight. Winds light and variable. And some clouds in the morning will give way to mainly sunny skies for the afternoon. A high of 56, winds south-southwest of 10 to 15 miles an hour. On Wednesday, sunshine along with some clouds, intervals, and a high of 49. Turkey Day, sunshine and some clouds, 42. Black Friday, mainly sunny, 48. Small Business Saturday, partly cloudy early, followed by increasing clouds with showers developing later in the day and a high of 51. Partly sunny on Sunday, 41, and Cyber Monday, sunny skies, 38. Temperatures in the area, 39 in Raritan, 38 in Kingwood, 37 at the County Complex, 38 in Frenchtown, 37 in Phillipsburg, 39 in Lebanon, and 35 in Tewksbury. That is Good Morning Hunter and Hunt Chamber Radio weather.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunter and Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well, it's hard to believe it's already late November and we're going to hit Turkey Day, and then it's time to start thinking about... Yeah, that's Christmas, and this is a pretty good jazzy version of it. Got some friends here from the Hunterdon Hills Playhouse. We're going to talk about the upcoming Christmas show, and some of them, one's the director, a couple of singers, so looking forward to having this chat. I'm on the early part of the Christmas experience, so I'm not tapped out yet. So looking forward to this conversation. So let's bring our folks in. Yeah, Rachel, Justin, and we're going to say hello. Hi, how are you doing, Rachel? Good morning.
Good morning. I'm great. Thanks for having us.
Thank you for coming on in. Now, I heard in organizing this, normally you guys are trucking in on Mondays, but somehow you were in early yesterday, right?
In early to the...
I guess the folks who are in the plays normally come in from the city into... Hunterdon County on Monday, but somehow this week you were on Sunday.
Oh, yes. We've been going now for a while, so we've been in town for a few weeks now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great, great. And Justin, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having
me. This is awesome. So, and then Ken is here. Ken was here last time to promote the previous show. How are you, Ken? You're gonna
good. Good to see you again, Chris.
Your microphone's up there.
Oh, there's
the elbow bends this way.
There's no mic on.
Oh, what happened to the mic? Okay. I'll have to put that back. Somebody stole it when I was out.
I fell for that last time.
So far, we've locked you out of the door. We've left you in the parking lot. Now I took your microphone away.
I can take a hint.
It's Monday.
So the Christmas show. It's this is awesome. I've been a patron of it. Numerous times. It's a great feel-good environment. Hunterdon Hills Playhouse is always a great feel-good environment because it's very homey and good food and great acting and great music. So looking forward to having this chat. So I always start a little bit in the beginning. Before we get to the actual event that we're trying to highlight, I'd like to find out a little bit about who we're talking with and how you got involved. So, Justin, I'm going to let you start. So... you are a part of the show, so give us a little hint as to what your role is in the show.
Oh, my goodness. Well, there's about there's eight cast members in the show. There's four guys and four girls. And I think we all just are there to just spread holiday cheer, basically. So we all sing and dance throughout the entire show. It's 2 hours of nonstop singing and dancing, and it is just full of, like, right. It's full of classics that we all know, and it's full of a few songs that people may not know, and a little comedy, and a few just beautiful moments throughout the entire show.
So it's a variety show.
Definitely a variety show, a review show.
Review. And is there any particular thread to it in terms of start to finish, or are we just going to showcase all different acts and musical songs that we recognize?
I think there's several different sections throughout the show. Okay. We do have a beautiful sacred section that we do at the end of the show. There's a fun skit that we do in the middle of the show about Santa Claus. And you have to come see it in order to believe it. There's quite a few Santas on stage.
All right.
It's just a lot of fun. There's something for everyone in this show.
Excellent.
So the thread is Christmas.
Yeah.
The thread is Christmas.
Definitely.
There you go. It's pretty easy to put together, and there's tons of pieces out there to draw from. Justin, what is your... You sing, obviously, so if I was going to classify you as a tenor bass, I imagine you're a tenor?
Yes, I'm a tenor.
Okay. And when did music come into your life?
Oh, my gosh. Probably about when I was 9 or 10 years old. I don't have a memory of not performing. Like my mom said, I used to run around the house with a brush, you know, singing into the brush. So I was that kid, and I was immediately put into piano lessons and anything that would curve all my energy or whatever. So I've been singing and dancing since I can remember. I'm originally from Memphis, Tennessee, so I was always involved growing up in plays and in all the singing and dance competitions and things around the neighborhood all the time.
9's pretty late, though. That's pretty interesting. It is late.
I actually didn't even start taking voice formally until I was 14.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you were learning on the,
on
the fly there for about 5 years.
Yeah, my family was finally like, we should put him in something for real now.
They held out long enough.
Yeah,
to see
they're
it
like,
was a
oh,
fan.
He really likes this. Let's see what we can do.
Very
with
cool,
it.
Rachel. When was music in your life?
Oh man, I think really from the beginning. I'm the youngest of three kids.
Okay,
and so I grew up kind of the ham of my family. So we have all these home videos of me dressing up as princesses and all these different characters and singing around the house. So. Right. From a really young age, I was singing and working the audience.
Working the audience.
Yeah.
So uncles and aunts had to give change or something like that to get you there?
No, well, yeah, I guess at the beginning. Then when I got a little older, I started to get more shy. And so now it's like we'll go to family events and people will be like, will you sing? And I'll go, no.
That's fine. I know exactly that feeling. Somehow you did it for all that time, and then as you got better and better at it, you kept pushing them off and saying, got to come to the show. I'm not doing it.
Yeah,
here
exactly.
Not free.
It's not free anymore.
Come to the Hunterdon Hills Playhouse and see me on the show.
There you go.
Yeah.
Very cool. So what's what kind of affinity for music did you have early on? Was it pop music? Was it classical music? Was it jazz? What was it?
You know, I really think it was show tunes. Mm-hmm. I would run around the house singing Disney songs, and I watched a lot of the old, like, Rodgers and Hammerstein movie musicals, so I would pretend I was Maria von Trapp and all the all these characters, and I really think it was show tunes. And then I guess more into high school, I started to get into more pop music,
mm-hmm.
Classical music. I guess I'm kind of all over the place. If you looked at my iPhone, if you looked at my iPod, the music I have, it's a smattering of of different genres. But
cool.
I mean, musical theater is where my heart's at.
All right, and Justin, what would you say?
I think I started with pop music. I started. I just remember as a kid watching like Michael Jackson and Janet Jackson and Diana Ross, who I love, who was honored last night on the American Music Awards. So I grew up watching them and just wanting to be like them. I wanted to be their backup dancer, their backup singer. And then I remember in high school, I probably was about 14 or 15 when I went on my first trip to New York City. And we saw our first, I saw my first Broadway show, which was Les Mis at the time. And that's when I was like, oh, what are they doing? And how can I do exactly what they're doing as soon as possible? So for me, it was started out with pop music, but then I saw my first Broadway show, and I just, like, the lights just literally came on. I was like, oh, ding dong, that's ding what dong. I'm doing.
That's what I'm doing. And it was as easy as pie, right? So you just said,
it
I'm doing
it. That way. Yeah. No, like, when I discovered it, I was like, oh, yeah, that's what I'm doing. It's going to be easy. Great. I'm going to be a huge star. Yeah.
I'm here. I'm here.
Ready. Sign me up. Where do I sign up?
What about in terms of dance? What was your, did you, was it tap? Was it jazz?
I did tap, jazz, and ballet. When I started voice at 14, I remember my voice coach, I went to a studio in Memphis called Performing Arts, and my voice coach immediately told my parents, if he wants to be successful, you're going to have to enroll him into dance yesterday.
Like, yeah.
Like, absolutely right
now.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, like I said, you started late. And
yeah, I started late. So,
and these
so
are
that's
hard. Piano and dance.
Yeah.
And
the great thing was my parents were our good listeners. So, so when she told them that, they literally were like, okay, we'll do what, you know, they just followed suit. And I immediately was in tap, jazz, and ballet and voice full time. From then on.
So I'll give you a little history lesson here. Mm-hmm. Right across the street is the you can see the library right out there. Mm-hmm. Guess who took lessons
who?
Just behind that?
Who?
Paul Robeson.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
He used to come from Princeton and would take lessons right there.
Oh my gosh.
So that's so there you have it. We capture our small nuggets of history.
See. Yeah.
So very neat. The only thing you weren't late on, Justin, was voice, because male voice, it's going to take a while, mm-hmm. so you could start actually later,
yeah.
But all those other things were so much harder to...
Well, sometimes, actually, boys can start a little bit later in the dance department,
yeah.
too,
because
girls are always upset, because the boys come in and we just happen to be more athletic. A little bit quicker than the girls.
All
and they're like, you just started doing this yesterday.
Didn't know we're going to have a battle of the sexes.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I just wanted
how
to throw that
you.
In there.
Excellent. All right. So we're talking to Justin and Rachel and learning about the Christmas show over at the Hunter Hills Playhouse. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more of WHCR Good Morning Hunter Show right after these messages.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113. Or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it!
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon on Huntshipper.com. We have Justin and Rachel talking about the Hunterdon Hills Playhouse Christmas show. It's going to be playing during the season. If you're trying to get in the mood for a review of music and some Christmas and holiday event and some food around a table and can't stand the family, bring them all to Hunterdon Hills Playhouse and enjoy the ambiance and the environment. So we were talking a little bit, guys, about how you all got started. How did, Justin, how did somebody from Tennessee wind up in Hunterdon?
Well, so I moved to New York City about, I want to say, 13 years ago.
Okay.
So I've been living in New York City, and I've been doing shows all over. I've done a couple of Broadway tours and a few cruise ships and things like that as a lead singer and dancer. And I actually planned on taking the year off and not performing this year. Right. But our director, Don, found me this summer. So I ended up coming in this summer to do the summer show that we did earlier this summer. And then I decided to stick around. I like the people out here, so...
So how did you get to New York? When you were studying down in Tennessee, right? That's where you grew up? Did you do a lot of traveling back then, or was you pretty much homebound?
I was homebound, but I was, like I told you, when I did that first trip to New York, I saw what I wanted, and I was like immediately...
That was it?
That was it, and I've always been that type
no
of
fear,
person.
No fear, huh?
No, not pretty much no fear. Like I told my parents, I was like, so, you know, as soon as I walk across the stage to get the diploma... and New York City is probably the next stop, and my parents were like, okay, so that was that, you know.
Okay, so you
I came to New York when I did a cruise ship first. I worked for Royal Caribbean as a lead singer straight out of high school.
Nice.
And then I moved to New York, and I immediately started working, and I did a little weird path. I did a couple of shows. I did a Broadway tour, Smokey Joe's Cafe, and when I was on that tour, I figured out that maybe there's a few things that I neglected to learn or pick up on. So
humble.
Then
I became humble.
Yeah, so I decided to go back to school, and I went to school in New York City, the American Musical and Dramatic Academy.
Nice.
Just to pick up a
few
little
skills.
That's
the whole
skills.
The biz.
Yeah.
If you're humble enough.
Oh yeah,
the
definitely.
Biz is that you're always going to learn. Mm-hmm. You might learn formally, or you might learn informally, but. Almost the great way to sabotage a career is think
you've got it.
There
you
go.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it.
I mean, I do think I've got it, but I do think I can pick up a few extra things along the way.
Sounds like a
I'm free to pick up a few extra things.
Excellent. Gotcha. Rachel, how did you wind up in Hunterdon County?
So I grew up in Portland, Oregon, and then
It's around the corner.
Exactly, not too far. And then I went to school at Texas Christian University in Fort Worth, Texas.
Because that's
just kind of gradually making my way over. And I actually just graduated this past May. I did a Shakespeare festival there, and then in September moved to New York City. And I guess I was there for about a month and a half. And then I saw an audition posting for this Christmas review and sent a tape in. And here we are. So
okay, so you haven't been working over this part of the world very long.
No, yeah. I'm pretty new to the East Coast. So.
Why New York versus the Hollywood LA coast?
Mostly for the theater community. I think.
Right.
I've always kind of been drawn to New York City. I think L.A. is, my two older siblings went to school right outside of L.A., so I've been there quite a bit.
Okay.
And I love it. It's sunny and beautiful,
yes.
But it's just a different market.
Yeah.
So I think it really depends on, as a person and as an artist, what you are looking for and what you want to pursue.
Mm-hmm.
And New York just offered a lot more opportunities for what I was looking for.
Yeah. No doubt. It's over the top. I guess the only other place you could compare it to would be London, right?
Yeah,
I don't think so.
For sure.
There's just so much more opportunity. The melting pot of the music industry and the community is just so vast and so big that there's
mm-hmm. yep.
so many different lengths that you can go into from New York City.
Is it still, is showbiz in New York, despite the fact it's vast, still a small group? Do you know a lot of folks?
I think it's very small. I think it's super tiny. As big as it is, I think it's super tiny because there's always, you know, we always say don't burn your bridges because you're always going to run into someone again.
Sure.
And that community in New York City, that theater community, it gets smaller by the second because everyone knows everyone, you know, and it is all about knowing people. So.
Sure.
Especially in a city that feels like you're just swimming in people.
Mm-hmm.
It is incredible. I mean, I've only been here for a few months, but every time I meet a new person, I somehow have a connection
some
to
type
them
of connection.
Through
mm-hmm.
somebody else. So it's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. You're teaching us a great lesson, and my listeners a great lesson about the concept of networking, and I talk about it all the time
mm-hmm.
from a business point of view, but you guys have to live it. That's the only way you get doors open.
It's our life every day. You know, I think that once you get to New York City and you graduate with all these degrees in theater and all these acting classes and things like that, at the end of the day, all of that really does just is not important anymore.
Nope.
It's more about who you know, who you connect with, who you created a good relationship with. It's about, and also it really is about type. It's all about, you know, how you look and if you fit the mold or whatever. So
talent
is not
a great point. Well, talent, you obviously have to have
you
the
have
talent,
to have
but everybody
but
in that.
But most people in that pool do have the talent.
Right.
You know, so it's also when you're moving to New York, I know a lot of people get a little, frustrated with the process of auditioning and showing up to all these calls with hundreds and hundreds of people. And, you know, they get to this place of thinking, you know, I'm not good enough or I don't have the right talent. It's not about talent anymore once you get up there.
No,
you already
got the call to go there. But it's so funny you brought up the it's not typecasting, that's not the right word, but the character that they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
They've got some picture in their mind and you may or may not possess those characteristics
for that particular
thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember watching in the actor studio, and
mm-hmm.
Dustin
mm-hmm.
Hoffman was talking about that. There were so many students that were sitting in the audience saying, you know, I keep going to calls, and I'm not getting a call. And he says, how did you get your breakthrough? He says, well, the director's looking for a balding, heavy-set person with glasses, and he was describing that particular individual, and that's bingo. That's how it happens.
That's how it happens. Yeah.
So you have to. How do you guys keep your motivation up? Because it's just a ton of rejection. It's just rejection all the time. So what are your little techniques to continue to press on?
I know for me, I've been in the city for quite some time. I try to just, I have a theater community of friends that I hang out with all the time. And we just constantly try to uplift each other. We're constantly enjoying the things that New York City has to offer and just staying uplifted. You have to tell yourself, I mean, it is a mental game. You do have to tell yourself that, you know, tomorrow's a new day. Tomorrow's going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the goods. And you just have to keep pushing. It's a thing of literally keep pushing until that latch hooks into the right spot, you know?
Right.
And just, you know, you, I always tell people also that you have to stay ready so you don't have to get ready. So you have to always be prepared and ready for whatever opportunity may come your way, because you never know when it's coming.
Yeah,
you don't know when it's coming, but you still have to be there and present right. every time.
There you go. Put your best foot forward.
And,
yeah.
Yeah. And one day it's going to push on through. Yeah.
So much of it is just perseverance. Mm-hmm. And, of course, just having people surrounding you that help you stay grounded and mm-hmm. Feeling like you're rooted, I guess, mm-hmm. is so important. But then also having different projects that you're working on personally and artistically that are good outlets. Like, I've discovered that songwriting is a great outlet for me.
Nice.
So, you know, you can go home at the end of the day, even if you've had a bad audition or lots of rejection, and mm-hmm. then, you know, put pen to paper, pick up a guitar, and finish something. But, yeah, so much of it is just, you just keep going. And also just not taking things personally, because half of the business really isn't personal. You know, mm-hmm. There are so many talented people in that city. It's incredible. And the energy that you get from that is really amazing. But also just recognizing that so much of it is just, you know, if you fit the type, if, you know, you're there at the right time, if the right place and you know the right people. And it's not always a personal thing. So you just really can't take it personally.
So, and you branched out to this hotbed of musical environment here called Hunterdon County.
Yes.
as it turns out, and Ken gave us a great history lesson about it last time he was here, it's been around for quite some time. How did you stumble upon Hunterdon Hills Playhouse, and what has your perception from the beginning to now been in getting involved in the Playhouse?
I stumbled early this summer.
Yep.
Early, and it was actually just through a friend told me they were looking for another singer for the show, and I submitted. And the director of the show, Don, called me and asked me if I wanted to be a part of it. And I literally walked into rehearsal a little late, a few days late. And what I learned from it is that it was just the family experience, you know. Our choreographer and our director and everyone that works at the Hunterdon Playhouse are just normal, family-loving people. And that's why I stuck around for this second show again, because, you know, I just had a good time, and it just felt like a home. So it felt good. So, yeah.
He was late to rehearsal because he was an emergency replacement.
Mm-hmm.
So he dropped out after we had started rehearsing. So saved our...
saved your bacon, huh?
Like, yeah, I'm coming.
When he's referring to Don, who's he talking about?
Okay. Don Amorosi directed this.
Oh, Don's been there forever.
The last show. Yeah, Don's been there, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Mostly as a performer, but he's...
Yeah, that's what I was just going to ask you. Don has been a star performer there for years.
Yeah, I call him Boss Man, though.
I remember we've gone to, you're probably having your Christmas party.
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, right?
Yeah. Actually, my mom is flying in right now.
Good for you.
And she's going to be here for
excellent.
So the holiday party.
And Don and the cast would all go sing in the other room by the big Christmas tree around the piano.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good stuff, man. No, that's awesome. So Don's gotten into directing. Excellent. This is how many plays has he gotten involved in now?
I don't know.
Well, it's not his first, is what I guess.
No, it's not his first.
Yeah.
He's been doing it for the last 3 years now. Both of us have been kind of switching off.
Nice. That's awesome. Awesome. Rachel, what's you're much more the newcomer, so it's hard to get, but it's interesting to get your perspective. Being that you've been Oregon and Texas Christian and New York and now this, it's such a rapid succession. So what's your first impression? I think it's pretty impressive that they have the guts to continue to have a live band.
Oh, yeah, that's amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
Amazing.
Yeah. I love listening to the band every night.
Yep.
I found the audition posting on online and then submitted for it, and it felt like a very fast process, and I was out here, and but yeah, kind of the same impression. I think there's just really an amazing community at Hunterdon Hills.
Yeah.
It's been really fun to see, and it's really lovely, I think, too, having just moved to New York City, and it's kind of a slap in the face because you're just like, you know, it's very overwhelming at first.
Yeah, you probably haven't even packed yet, right?
Yeah, you know, I had like just finished putting up this like mirror in my room, actually, when Don called me about the job. I'm really not fully settled, but...
And then you're
a
wait in New York City, and then you come out this way. This is
peaceful,
not any. Yeah,
so
quiet.
Peaceful, uh-huh.
You can see the stars at night. Yeah, it's beautiful.
So about halfway on the trip, you're going, there's a playhouse out here.
Yeah.
Right? But we have a mirror for it.
But you got a mirror.
Yeah, there's a mirror.
Mirror on the wall. Cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. So then you get the call, and then Justin, like you said, you already did the show in the summer, so. Now, so you're used to the process, I guess, of the Hunterdon Hills Playhouse. But Rachel, new process for you. How quickly were they putting this thing together? And
fast.
And you're also, you know, because Don is obviously a veteran of the whole process. A lot of catch up for you.
Yeah. I mean, I think it was more just we put the show up pretty fast. Mm-hmm. How many? I think
we had.
Yeah,
about a little over a week
we
had a rehearsal.
A little over a week.
Before we were in the theater doing tech. So,
there you go.
Fairly quick. Fast.
It's a lot different than Texas Christian, right?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Yeah, when we have like a month and a half to put up our show.
Yep.
This was a fast and furious.
Difficult to cast that way because not only do you need talented people, they have to be very quick learners
because of course
they don't get a lot of time to put it together. And it's amazing what they do in a few days.
Right.
There's nothing, and then all of a sudden there's a whole production.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, but that's reality, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Reality
in 100. No, that's reality all over.
Just about everywhere. Though,
time
actually.
Is money. You only have the stage for so long, uh-huh. And we got to get this thing flowing. Ticket sales got to go, or else we got to cut the trumpet player.
I'm glad you didn't say the tenor.
I can pick on trumpet players. I'm a trumpet player. So it's 38. It's 22 to. Are you guys going to sing one song for us? Or?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So is a cappella or is it?
A cappella.
All right. So why don't you get yourself situated there? And or I don't think you're going to sing in sitting down. So just move. I'm going to turn these mics up so you can move the microphone to your position. And it'll get a little bit further away. You're going to love the acoustics of this room, by the way. You good?
Yeah.
It'll catch you. It'll get you. All right. It's got a life of its own. All right. So what are you going to sing for us, Justin?
This song is called I Believe.
All right.
It is in the show. I think it's very beautiful.
All right.
You get to sing it together.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, you do? Okay, so we got a duet going. Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. So rock on. Take it away.
Yeah. One day I'll hear the laugh of children in a world where war has been banned.
Open your heart
to those in need in the name of love and devotion. Yes, I believe.
I believe in the people of all nations to join and to care.
I believe in a world where love will guide us, and giving our love will make heaven on earth. Oh, 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 oh. I believe in the people of all nations to join and to care for love.
I believe in a world
love will
guide us and giving our love, we'll make heaven on earth. To join and to care for love. I believe in a world and giving a love will make heaven, heaven on earth. We'll make heaven on earth.
Nice. Awesome. That was awesome. Is that from Les Mis? No?
No.
Sounds not. Like
it
the same.
It sounds like it, right?
It does sound like it.
Sounds like the same composer.
Andrea Bocelli and the female singer, I cannot remember.
Well, it used to be Sarah Brightman.
Yeah, he sung it with a few different female sopranos.
Sure.
But I know. There's a song in our show called Bring Him Home, and every time I hear the name of it, I think of Les Mis.
Yeah. Very cool. That was beautiful. Very nice. And got to give props to you. You guys didn't warm up, so awesome. I was crossing my fingers that he put you on the in the right range on the right pitch, because I was like, uh-oh.
I was crossing my fingers too.
I mean, it's one thing he's going to sink his own ship, but he's putting you on the spot. Take
a good note, Justin.
But that's the nature of the biz, man. You got to be able to sing at any given moment.
Yeah, any time, because you never know when your moment is.
And that's right. Well, we just got it on recording there, so you got a moment.
You go.
You got a moment recorded.
Yay.
It was beautiful, very nice.
Thank you.
I mean, Ken, we've talked about this the last time. It's amazing the talent. We're 30 plus miles away from New York City, and sometimes you have to throw a hook on them to drag them out here, but when you do find them, you always have a good pickings of what we got.
Well, that's the goal, and especially like Justin said earlier, the show is basically all singing and dancing nonstop. So
right.
If you don't have people who can sing and dance, you're in trouble.
Yeah, but
we try and get the best around.
And that's shows. The beauty of it. But it's I know we're only 30 miles away, but for some that's too far. For others, it's a great opportunity, and
great,
Justin and Rachel have already figured that out.
Yeah, that's.
But you can go further and further in, and I'm not going to pick on Ohio or Indiana, but you may or may not have that opportunity. You might find somebody that's perfect for that role. But the further away you get from these metropolitan areas, the slimmer the pickings.
Mm-hmm. And we're lucky we are so close to New York,
because right.
I mean, theaters around the country look for talent out of New York, so.
Right.
We may be far, 30 miles, but in the grand scheme of things, it is only an hour bus ride there.
And we
have housing to try and make it more convenient.
Oh, so
people
there you
stay
go.
Over.
Benny's.
You don't have to go back and forth, right?
Yeah. So what is life like for you guys now that you're doing this show? What's the practice schedule? The real practice schedule, the one that Ken's going to tell me.
I think now the practice schedule is... within you. We don't have formal rehearsals anymore, but we are full-on showtime. We do a show just about every day.
Uh-huh.
We opened November 1st, and we've been going ever since. So I think we don't have any set rehearsals, but I think everyone does do their own little brush-ups here and there, whatever. As a as an artist, every day you're trying to make sure that you're staying on top of your game. So there are like personal little warm-ups and practices that we do on our own.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, and having a live band there, of course, we have our musical director,
right,
conductor, keyboardist there. So if anyone has a problem they want to address with a certain song, they can go over it after the show or before the show.
Yeah.
Or if we do it wrong, he'll tell us.
It's the wincing.
Mm-hmm, like, oh, okay, yeah.
When is Justin going to get that note read?
Oh, it's more like lyric.
There's the old adage, right? Start in the right spot and mm-hmm. start in tune, end in tune, and smile. And everything in between, everything in between is forgotten.
Look, if it's in tune, I'm happy.
There you go. There you go. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're talking to Justin and Rachel and Ken about the Hunterdon Hills Playhouse, the Christmas show that's taking place. It's a review over there at the Hunterdon Hills Playhouse. Ken's going to give us the particulars about how you can get tickets and all the different seatings and stuff like that right after the break. You're listening to WHCR-DB on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
A college education, you don't have to go into debt before you even begin.
The actual price of a college education today could cost more than $200,000. Even if you don't qualify for financial need-based assistance, Premier College Funding can help you and your family cut college costs and find efficient ways to pay for college.
Call 908-788-3799 for a free consultation or visit us online at premiercollegefundingllc.com. Getting a college degree doesn't have to break the bank.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
You're listening to WHCR-DB. This is a Good Morning Hunterdon show on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Rachel and Justin and Ken are here to talk about the Hunterdon Hills Playhouse. This is the music from the band. So this is all what they typically play over there. It's good stuff, man. Very well written and great arranged. So, Justin, so what you said it's a two-hour review. What particular, you said there was eight performers.
Yeah.
So what typical songs have you garnered in this?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I sing one of my favorite songs that I grew up singing, or grew up listening to, rather, This Christmas. It's a song that I sing in the show. And mm-hmm. And there's actually a few holiday songs that I've never heard before that we sing in the show until I...
Do tell. Yeah. What? Like what?
Yeah, there's a song called Holiday Feeling. It's one of my favorites. But there's a lot of songs that we all know, and there's a few surprises. And there's a couple of surprises that are not holiday songs that... that people are going to love, I think.
Okay.
Definitely enjoy.
You're teasing.
Teasing as much as I can.
Rachel, what did you attract as far as
Oh, you know, I have some of the classics. So I sing like "Oh Holy Night," and I get to sing this great Ave Maria duet arrangement with Victoria, one of our other lovely cast members. And then, what else? There's a really fun Silent Night trio.
Yeah.
It's three of us girls, and it's kind of like the, I think it was like Kelly Clarkson, Reba, and somebody else. There's a country trio. It's a lot like that. So that's fun. And yeah, there's some great songs in this show. A lot of fun, upbeat, and then some really beautiful ballads too, especially in the sacred section.
So one of the challenges of doing something like this, and it's going to be going on for like 6 weeks, right?
It goes through December 20th.
Oh, so it's almost 7-8 weeks. Is you're doing this every day.
Mm-hmm.
You're singing the same songs every day, right? When I was in pit orchestra, I had to do the same thing every day. How do you challenge yourself to make that performance today just as good, as inspiring for me, the listener, today as it was for the person you did the second day in?
Well, for me personally, when I think about it, because I've been doing this for quite some time now, and I try to give my 100% that I have today.
Mm-hmm.
So today is the 20th of November. I'm going to give the 100 that I have today. And I tried my best to be as honest with the material. And for me, I'm very much about singing directly from my heart. Every time I get the chance to open my mouth to sing, because it is a privilege to be able to do this job.
Nice.
No matter where you're doing it, it is a privilege. So you do have. I think about that every day before I step on stage. It's an honor. It's a privilege, and I got to give them all that I have today.
Right.
So that's the way I think about it.
Right, Rachel. What is it for you?
Yeah, I think I wake up every morning just so thankful to have this job, and. Yeah, I think remembering that this is the first time that this audience has seen the show.
Right.
And, I always tell myself, just go out there and put a smile on somebody's face or just tell this story through this song. And I think, you know, for me, when I bring it down to simplicity like that, it helps me to keep things fresh. But this has been a great learning experience for me.
You're getting
the
an education.
That I have this long of a run. So that's been really cool for me to experience.
All right. So here's a question that only musicians know what I'm talking about. There are times, Justin, when you're going to sing and you think you sing it just as well as you did yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow, some way, on that particular stage, on that particular night, it is beyond compare. It's the aesthetic that we as musicians seek all the time. What is it that tells you that? What happens to you personally, aesthetically, emotionally, that tells you that that particular performance was it? And that's the one you're trying to chase all the time.
Oh, my gosh. I'm constantly trying to chase it.
I know, and it happens. And it happens. Sometimes it might not even be your best performance, but still, it was best performance.
I can't say what it is, but that's something that, you know, before I step out, I try to be as honest and open and available to the music and the moment of whatever I'm doing.
Yeah.
So I feel like, just my opinion, if I'm coming out there and being open and available and honest with what I'm doing, then it will come in its time, you know?
Sure, sure. Rachel, you experience that? I'm sure you do.
Yeah, I think Justin put it really well. It's just feeling present and as open and honest as you can.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also, I mean, it sounds kind of weird, but it is also kind of just a gut feeling.
Yeah.
Right.
I get it. It goes right up the back of my neck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right up the back of my neck, and it's almost like it, all of a sudden you're having this quick out-of-body experience.
Yeah.
Really
absolutely.
Bizarre.
And you don't know when. We do a very beautiful section in the show when we salute our military. And I'll say for me, that's one moment where, several times we've done the show already where I just get caught up, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it just takes me over because, first of all, the song is so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a former USO singer, so traveled with the USO for 4 years.
Oh, now you tell me that when I only got 3 minutes.
But yeah, it means a lot to me. The military means a lot to me, and our troops are very important to me. So every now and then that song will take me, and I just can't, you know?
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Ken, how do people learn about the show? How do people get tickets and all that stuff?
Well, if you want by phone, you can call our reservations office Monday through Friday and for a few hours on Saturday at 800-447-7313.
Mm-hmm.
That's 800-HHP-7313. But you can also get a lot of information, and you can also buy tickets online at www.hhplayhouse.com.
Nice. And typically, seatings are once per day, and right?
Except on Saturdays.
Saturdays, we'll matinee
many
and
many times we'll have two shows on Saturday.
And it's the dinner and the whole works, right?
Yep.
Or lunch and the whole.